Mano.
Muy buenas noches tengan todos ustedes, amados hermanos y hermanas.
May all of you, brothers and sisters, have a good evening.
Estoy muy agradecido al Señor por darme la oportunidad de estar con ustedes.
I'm very grateful to my Lord for giving me this opportunity to be with you.
Era mis deseos por muchos años.
It has been my desire for many years.
Hoy ha cumplido mis deseos de estar con ustedes.
Today, I've been able to fulfill my desires and be with you.
Mi corazón se llena de mucho gozo y alegría.
My heart is filled with great joy and happiness.
Especialmente por escuchar muchos testimonios de ustedes.
Especially for having heard many of your testimonies.
Y seguramente también ustedes están muy contentos y agradecidos al Señor.
And surely each of you are very happy in our Lord Jesus Christ.
Por las bendiciones que hemos recibido de Dios.
For the blessings that we've received from God.
Especialmente por su obra santa.
Especially for his sacred work.
Que está progresando.
That is growing.
Esto nos hace pensar de que verdaderamente Dios mora en medio de nosotros.
It causes us to think that surely God lives within us.
Hoy estamos seguros de que nuestra iglesia está fundada sobre la roca.
Today we are sure and certain that our church is founded over the rock.
Y hoy es un tiempo más que debemos de acercarnos más al Señor.
We have this time to draw closer to the Lord.
Trabajar siempre en la obra de Dios.
Working always in the work of our Lord.
Y así de esta manera podemos ser más unidos en la presencia de Dios.
In this way we're able to be more united in the presence of our Lord.
Siempre nosotros allá en México.
In Mexico we always...
Todos los hermanos y hermanas están orando por cada uno de ustedes.
All the brothers and sisters are praying for each of you.
Yo en lo personal, siempre ustedes, todos ustedes están en mis oraciones.
Personally, each of you are in my prayers.
Encomendándoles al Señor que les bendiga.
And I'm commending you before the Lord that he bless you.
Y les dé prosperidad material y espiritual.
And give you spiritual and material prosperity.
Es siempre nuestra oración al Señor.
This is always our prayer to the Lord.
Entonces, en esta noche, después de seguramente que todos nosotros hemos entendido lo que Dios ha hecho en medio de su pueblo, ¿verdad?
Certainly we all know and understand what God has worked in the midst of his people.
Hoy estamos siempre preparándonos para acercarnos más al Señor.
We're always find ourselves ready to prepare ourselves to draw closer to the Lord.
Por eso es esta noche pensado leer con ustedes la bendita palabra del Señor.
For this reason, this evening I desire to read to you from the word of the Lord.
El tema de esta noche dice fortaleza cristiana.
The theme of this lesson tonight is about the Christian strength.
Porque después de conocer la obra de Dios en medio de nosotros, es necesario que tengamos siempre su fortaleza.
After knowing the presence of God in our midst, it is always necessary that we have his strength to be with us.
Porque sabemos siempre de que el enemigo va a tratar de destruir la obra de Dios.
Because we always know that our enemy, Satan, is ready to destroy the work of God.
Entonces, por esta razón, vamos a leer algunos pasajes en la Santa Biblia y en el Libro de Mormón.
For this reason, let's read a few passages in the Holy Bible and in the Book of Mormon.
Acerca de las enseñanzas de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
About the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Acerca de la fortaleza que debemos de tener.
About the strength
vamos
that
a
we must have.
Vamos a buscar en Lucas, capítulo 6.
Let's look first in
12 al 19.
St. Luke in chapter 6.
Lucas 2, no 12, perdón, Lucas capítulo 6, 12 al 19.
Chapter 6 of St. Luke, we're going to read verses 12 through
Lucas capítulo 6, versículo 12
through 19.
Al 19.
Chapter 6, verses 12 through 19. I shall read them. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles: Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, which also was the traitor. And it came down with them, and he came down with them, and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and healed them all.
En este pasaje que hemos leído, podemos ver acerca del ejemplo que nos dio nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
In this passage that we've read, we're able to see the example of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Aquí nos dice que Él fue a un monte a orar. Pasó toda la noche.
We read here that he went into the mountain to pray, and he spent the entire night there.
Dice que al día siguiente,
in the following day,
escogió a sus discípulos.
He chose his disciples.
Y también dice que se detuvo en un lugar llano para predicar su palabra.
They went down into a plain, and there he preached the word.
Y allí sanó a muchos enfermos.
And there were many sick people who gathered about him.
Y echó fuera a todos los espíritus inmundos.
And he was able to cast out all of the unclean spirits.
Y así de esta manera sanando a toda gente.
And in this way, otra vez.
De esta manera sanando a toda gente.
In this manner, he was able to heal all of the people
que estaban afligidos.
That were afflicted.
De toda clase de enfermedad.
Of every kind of infirmity.
Entonces, hoy nosotros necesitamos orar más.
For this reason, we need to pray all the more.
Doy gracias a Dios que he visto que aquí ustedes ayunan y oran a Dios. Eso es un comienzo muy importante.
I've been able to see here that you are people who pray and fast much.
Y por las oraciones y ayunos que hacemos.
And for these prayers and the fasting that we do.
Por eso se ha manifestado el poder de Dios en medio de nosotros.
The power of God has been manifested in the midst of us.
Vamos a continuar siempre en Lucas, pero capítulo 5, versículo 33.
In the same book of...
No, hermano, capítulo 2, perdón.
In the same
capítulo
book,
2, 36 y 37, disculpe.
Chapter 2 of St. Luke.
Capítulo 2.
Chapter 2 of St. Luke, we're going to read verses 36, 7, and 8.
Muy bien. 2, 36 y 38.
Chapter 2, verses 36 to 38. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem.
Aquí estamos viendo la actividad de una anciana.
Here we can see the service of an elderly sister
que entregó su vida al Señor,
that had dedicated her life to God.
Se dedicó a orar y ayunar.
Dedicated herself to prayer and to fasting.
Buscando siempre la fortaleza de Dios.
Looking always for the strength in our Lord Jesus Christ.
Esto me hace pensar que aquí hay ancianitos y ancianitas que también están haciendo esta práctica.
I'm caused to realize that here in this congregation there are elderly sisters who also have this same practice of praying and fasting.
Qué bonito es cuando nuestros hermanos cansados, ya cansados de edad, y ellos están siempre confiados a Dios.
How beautiful it is when we see our elderly brothers and sisters that have grown tired in service and in work, and yet still they are serving the Lord.
Estoy llevando un ejemplo de ellas.
I'm taking an example of them in my life.
Y solamente así podemos ser fortalecidos.
It's only in this way that we're able to be strengthened.
Porque el enemigo siempre trata de destruirnos en muchas maneras.
Because our enemy is always trying to destroy us in many different ways.
Todos nosotros sabemos de que estamos viviendo en los últimos días.
All of us realize that we're living in the latter days.
¿Verdad? Todos nosotros entendemos esto, ¿verdad?
Is that right? We all believe this.
Ahora sí es un momento de prepararnos.
Then we recognize it's the moment to prepare ourselves.
Porque el mismo mal siempre está presto. Siempre quiere destruir la iglesia de Dios, tanto como acá, así en México.
Because we see that this evil in the world, this evil force, is always ready to destroy the work of God here as well as in Mexico.
Muy bien. Ahora sí, vamos a buscar capítulo 5.
Luke.
O sea, Lucas siempre.
Chapter 5.
Versículo 33. Ejemplo de los discípulos de Juan.
We're going to read one verse, verse 33 in chapter 5, about the example of the disciples of John. Verse 33 says this: And they said unto him, Why do the disciples of John fast often, and make prayers, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees, but thine eat and drink?
Muy bien. Aquí podemos ver la pregunta de los fariseos.
We're able to realize the question, the temptation of the Pharisees.
Dice, ¿por qué los discípulos de Juan ayunan muchas veces y hacen oraciones? Asimismo, los fariseos, pero los tuyos comen y beben.
Why is it that the disciples of John are fasting and praying and your disciples are eating and drinking?
Estamos viendo siempre los seguidores de Dios siempre ayunan y siempre oran.
But we can see here that the followers of God are always in prayer and in fasting.
Porque ellos siempre han entendido que solamente en las oraciones podemos encontrar la fortaleza de Dios.
Because they've understood and found it true in their lives that only by prayer and fasting are we able to be strengthened in the Lord.
Ahora nosotros, pues, necesitamos seguir estos ejemplos.
We need to be following these examples.
Para que Dios nos una.
In order that God would unite us.
Porque cuando estamos más unidos en oraciones.
When we're united in prayer.
Y ayunos.
And fasting.
Somos más fuertes.
We're stronger.
Tanto como ustedes acá. Y también nosotros en México.
Both you here in the United States and we in Mexico.
Muy bien. Vamos a ver otro ejemplo en Daniel capítulo 9, 3 y 4.
The book of Daniel and the prophecy of Daniel in chapter 9 of Daniel, verses 3 and 4. There she goes, Tracy. Question.
Sí, Tracy. Question.
Chapter 9, I'm going to read verses 3 and 4. And I set my face unto the Lord God, to seek by prayer and supplications, with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God, and made my confession, and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments.
Aquí podemos ver cuando Daniel supo que iba a destruir a su pueblo.
Dígame otra vez.
Aquí estamos viendo que cuando Daniel supo que iba a ser destruido su pueblo.
Here we're able to see that when Daniel thought that his people were going to be destroyed,
dice que volvió su rostro al Señor,
that he turned his face to the Lord,
buscándole en oración,
seeking him in prayer,
y ruego y ayuno,
in prayer and in fasting.
Entonces, hoy estamos viendo de que hay un gran enemigo que viene para destruir la iglesia de Cristo.
We're able to see that today we live in a time when we have a great enemy that would desire to destroy the church of Christ.
Entonces, este pasaje me hace pensar.
For this reason, this passage we've read causes me to think
que hoy es el momento,
that today is the moment,
de buscar a Dios,
to be looking for the Lord,
por medio de oración,
by means of prayer,
ruegos y ayunos,
prayers and fasting.
Entonces, sabemos que en todas partes,
we understand it in all parts,
hay contradicciones.
There are contradictions,
especialmente por el libro de Mormón que leemos,
especially because of the Book of Mormon that we believe in.
Allá en México hay muchas personas que no quiere oír de nosotros la palabra de Dios por este libro.
In Mexico, there are multitudes of people that do not want to hear the word of the Lord read out of the Book of Mormon.
Seguramente que así también sucede acá.
Surely the same thing happens with you here.
Pero sabemos también de que hay personas que son tocados sus corazones para recibir este santo libro.
But we understand that there will be people whose hearts will be touched as they read this book.
Entonces es más cuando necesitamos pedir a Dios su ayuda, su dirección.
This is when we most need to be searching for the Lord, to seeking the Lord to help us.
Por cada uno de nosotros,
each one of us,
y por nuestros hermanos,
and for our brothers and sisters,
por nuestros hijos,
for our children,
por los niños,
for our little ones,
para todos los hermanos,
for all brothers and sisters,
en todas partes del mundo,
in all parts of the world.
Muy bien. Vamos a ver otros ejemplos en Hechos 1:14.
Let's look in the book of Acts, chapter 1 of Acts. We're going to read verse 14. Chapter 1 of the book of Acts. We're going to read verse 14.
1:14.
Verse 14 says, "They all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren."
Podemos ver la unificación que tuvieron nuestros hermanos, los primeros cristianos de la iglesia.
We're able to see here the unity that our first brothers and sisters in the gospel had.
Aquí nos dice que estos perseveraban unánimes en oraciones.
We read here that these brethren stayed unitedly in prayer and supplication.
Es el mismo deseo que tengo.
This is the same desire that I have
por cada uno de mis hermanos
for
y hermanas,
each one of my brothers and sisters.
Y si de antes nomás una vez oramos al día, hoy vamos a orar más.
If before we prayed once a day, now it behooves us to pray more.
Para que nuestro enemigo se ha alejado de nosotros.
That our enemy would remove himself from us.
En México, quiero decirles de que hay jóvenes que están animados para ayudarnos en la obra de Dios.
In Mexico, I'm happy to tell you that there are young people that are desirous to help us in this great work of the Lord.
Pero no han sido llamados por Dios.
But they haven't yet been called of God.
Pues estamos orando siempre por ellos.
We're praying always for them.
para que Dios los llame para esta santa obra.
That God would call them for this holy work.
Por eso ruego a cada uno de ustedes.
I'm begging each one of you.
Que nos ayuden siempre
para orar. That you would help us always in prayer.
Para que estos jóvenes sean llamados para servir a Dios.
That these young people would be called of God to serve our Lord.
La Iglesia de Cristo en México,
the Church of Christ in Mexico,
verdaderamente está floreciendo.
Truly is growing and flowering.
Necesitamos regar esa mata del Evangelio.
We need to be watering this plant of the gospel.
Por eso necesitamos mucho ayunar y orar por la iglesia de allí.
For this reason, we need to be praying and fasting for the church and its work.
Y también acá he visto
and also
que hay jóvenes,
here, I've seen young people
animados también para servir a Dios,
that are enthusiastic about serving the Lord.
Y eso me hace pensar de que Dios está trabajando en medio de su obra.
This causes me to think that God is truly working in the midst of His work, His people.
Y si podemos doblar nuestras oraciones,
if we're able to double our prayers,
seremos vencedores.
We'll be able to conquer.
Muy bien. Vamos a buscar siempre Hechos, capítulo 10, versículo 4.
Also in the book of Acts, chapter 10. We're going to read verse 4, chapter 10 of Acts. And when he looked on him, he was afraid, and said, "What is it, Lord?" And he said unto him, "Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God."
Aquí podemos ver un hombre.
Here we're able to see a man.
Se llama Cornelio.
That was called Cornelius.
Dice de que él fue un hombre de muchas oraciones y ayunos.
He was a man of many prayers, fasting.
Y fue escuchado su oración por Dios.
And God listened to his prayers.
Y también cuando él hacía muchas limosnas.
And he gave many alms, he gave much charity.
A los pobres.
To the poor people.
Dice que estas actividades llegó hasta en los cielos.
And we were told that these actions go clear to the heavens.
Qué bonito es, ¿verdad?
How beautiful is it?
Qué hermoso es cuando nuestras oraciones no son vanas.
How beautiful it is when our prayers are not in vain.
Esto siempre nos da una fortaleza.
This always gives us a greater strength.
Para servir a Dios.
To serve our Lord.
Muy bien. Vamos a buscar ahora en la página. Página. Aquí tengo, vaya, 203, vamos a ver.
Now we're going to look in the Book of Mormon. I don't know just where yet. Our page numbers are different.
Ahí está, 200. 203.
In the Book of Mosiah.
203. 200.
No. The Book of Omni. The Book of Omni.
203. 46.
Verse 46.
Página. Sí, 203 es este. Versículo.
La misma página.
La misma página. La misma página.
Sí, la misma. We're going to read in Omni on page 203, verses 46 and 47. It says this, "And now, my beloved brethren, I would that ye should come unto Christ, which is the Holy One of Israel, and partake of his salvation and the power of his redemption. Yea, come unto him and offer your whole soul as an offering unto him, and continue in fasting and praying, and endure to the end, and as the Lord liveth, you will be saved."
Aquí podemos ver algo muy hermoso.
Here we're able to see something very beautiful.
Donde nos hace el Hijo de Dios nos hace una invitación.
We see that the Son of God has extended to us an invitation.
Para acercarnos al Santo de Israel.
As part of the to come unto the Holy One of Israel.
Y participar de su salvación.
And take part in his salvation.
Entonces hoy tenemos una invitación especial para todos nosotros.
Each one of us has a special invitation today.
Pero en el versículo 47 dice que debemos de acercarnos a él y ofrecerle, ¿qué cosa? Nuestra alma entera.
In verse 47, it tells us that we need to draw close unto him and offer him what? Our entire soul.
Como una ofrenda al Señor.
As an offering to him.
¿Y qué vamos a hacer? ¿Continuar siempre?
And what are we going to do? Continue always.
Nuestros ayunos.
Our fasting.
Y oraciones.
Our prayers.
Perseverando hasta el fin.
And serve enduring.
Solamente.
To the very end of life.
Solamente así podemos ser salvos.
And only this manner can we be saved.
Por eso en mi pensamiento y mis deseos.
For this my thoughts and my desires.
Es que nos unamos.
Is that we will unite ourselves together.
Para este trabajo espiritual.
For this spiritual work.
Para que así Dios nos pueda ayudar más.
That in this way God will be able to help us more.
Y así podemos también ser salvos.
And we'll also be saved.
En el reino de Dios.
In the kingdom of God.
Seguramente que todos nosotros queremos ser salvos, ¿verdad?
Surely all of us desire to be saved.
Queremos heredar el reino de Dios, ¿verdad?
We desire to enter into the kingdom of God.
Todos nosotros, ¿verdad?
Each one of us.
Es la verdad. Yo quiero también.
I also.
Entonces, pero solamente que tenemos un trabajo.
But we must have a work to accomplish.
El trabajo es siempre servir a Dios, asistir en los servicios.
Our work is to take part in the services, to serve the Lord.
Leer su bendita palabra.
Read his beautiful word.
Y buscar a Dios en oración y ayunos.
And seek God in prayer and fasting.
Y eso nos va a dar fuerza.
This is what will give us the strength.
Fuerza espiritual.
Spiritual strength.
En contra de nuestro enemigo.
That we might counter our enemy.
Este pasaje.
This passage.
Me gusta mucho.
I like this passage very much.
Me alienta mucho.
It strengthens me.
Para hacer este trabajo.
To do this work of God.
Y he visto de que haciendo esto.
I've seen that doing this.
Recibimos más bendiciones.
We receive more blessings.
Allá en Yucatán.
In Yucatán.
Tenemos un pueblecito que se llama Mayapán. Seguro que este hermano les cuenta todo.
We have a little village called Mayapán.
Entonces, hoy, cada primer domingo de cada mes.
In the first Sunday of each month.
Ayunamos.
We meet in fasting.
Y oramos al Señor.
And praying to the Lord.
Muchos hermanos se quedan a ayunar. Buscando la dirección de Dios.
After our service, many of the brethren remain there at church in prayer and fasting, seeking the Lord.
Ayunando por sus hermanos.
Fasting for our brothers.
Por la enfermedad de sus hermanos acá.
For the sicknesses of brothers and sisters here in this land.
Y allá también en
and
Yucatán.
In our land as well.
Y orando siempre por sus hijos.
Praying always for your young people.
Por sus esposas,
for your wives,
y por sus hermanos carnales que no han podido comprender el evangelio.
And our family in the flesh that as of yet has not understood the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Hay un joven allá que se llama Antonio.
There's a young man there whose name is Antonio.
Este joven hombre.
This young man.
Está haciendo un esfuerzo grande.
Is making a great effort.
Por su familia.
For his family.
Solamente él recibió el evangelio en su corazón.
He's the only one of this family that received the gospel in his heart.
Hoy es miembro de la iglesia.
Today he's a member of the church.
Sus padres y sus hermanos.
His parents.
No.
His brothers and sisters. No.
No creían el evangelio.
They never believed in the gospel.
Cuando estuve predicando acerca de las oraciones y ayunos,
when I was preaching one time about the fasting and prayer,
él comenzó a hacer.
He began to do that.
Rogando a Dios por su familia.
Praying to God for his family.
Cuando él comenzó a asistir con nosotros,
they began to attend with us.
Tuvo muchas dificultades con su familia.
He had many, when he began to attend with us, he had many problems with his family.
Asistía en las horas de servicio.
He met with us in the hours of service.
Pero no le daban su cena.
No le daban. When he got home, they wouldn't give him his supper.
Porque su madre no le gusta que asistiera.
His mother didn't like that he was with us.
Pero él siempre tiene mucho compasión a su familia.
But he always had compassion for his family.
Comenzó a ayunar a Dios.
He began to fast to God.
Muchas veces voy a media semana, cada jueves voy allá.
Many times I go there in the middle of the week on Thursday.
Cuando yo llegue allí en el templo,
when I arrive there in the church building,
él está solito.
He is there alone.
Me dice que desde en la mañana está en el templo orando, cantando y ayunando a Dios por su familia.
Since the morning he had been there praying, singing, fasting, praying for his family.
Y cada primer domingo de cada mes él tiene que quedar a ayunar con nosotros.
Each first Sunday of the month after our sacrament service, he remains there praying and fasting.
Y siempre sus peticiones es por su familia.
Always his petitions are for his family.
Pues gracias a Dios, por medio de sus oraciones, comenzó a asistir su madre.
Thanks be to God, because of his prayers, his mother began to attend church with us.
Y sus hermanas.
His sisters.
Y él me dijo que sus hermanas querían, y su mamá y sus hermanas querían la Biblia y el libro de Mormón.
Now he's told me that his mother and his sisters want a Bible and a Book of Mormon.
Entonces, para mí es un gran testimonio de que verdaderamente aquel que busca a Dios en oraciones y ayunos, Dios lo ayuda siempre.
To me, this is a great testimony that person who looks for the Lord in fasting and prayer will find the blessings of God.
Este joven hasta hoy está fuerte siempre.
This young man to this day is a very strong member of the church.
Sirviendo a Dios.
Serving God.
Él es tesorero de los diezmos de allí.
He's the treasurer of our tithing there.
Y también nos ayuda con los jóvenes.
And he also assists us with the young people.
Y esto me hace pensar de que verdaderamente cuando acudimos a Dios en oraciones,
it makes me believe that when we draw near to the Lord in prayers and fasting,
Dios está dispuesto a ayudarnos siempre.
He is always ready to help us.
Vamos a continuar en la página 560, pero vamos a buscar.
We're going to read another passage in the Book of Mormon.
560. Voy a ver. Yo estoy siempre. 560.
In the Book of Helaman. Chapter 2,
31.
Helaman chapter 2, verse 31. I shall read verse 31. It says, "Nevertheless, they did fast and pray oft, and did wax stronger and stronger in their humility, and firmer in the faith of Christ, unto the filling their souls with joy and consolation, yea, even to the purifying and the sanctification of their hearts, which sanctification cometh because of their yielding their hearts unto God."
En este pasaje nos dice que nuestros antepasados,
in this passage we read about our forefathers,
nos dice de que ayunando y orando,
they fasted and they prayed
frecuentemente.
Frequently.
Así crecieron cada vez más fuertes.
In this way they grew stronger and stronger.
Fuertes en la humildad.
Strong in humility.
Y firmes en la fe.
Firm in their faith.
Y hasta llenarles el alma de regocijo y consolación.
It filled their hearts with rejoicing and consolation.
Y no solamente eso.
Not only this.
Dice hasta purificarse y santificarse el corazón.
Their heart was purified and sanctified.
Buscaron la santificación.
They were in search of that sanctification.
Dice que la santificación viene por entregar el corazón a Dios.
And that sanctification comes when we give our hearts to God.
La santificación es una cosa muy importante para nosotros.
The sanctification is a very important thing for us.
Santificación personal.
Personal sanctification.
Como yo estoy pensando que siempre tengo que tratar de dejar algunas cosas en mi vida que
I'm
no son
always
correctas.
Thinking that I must leave some things out of my life that have been incorrect.
Siempre necesito buscar la santificación de Dios.
I always need to be searching for the sanctification of God.
Para que yo sea un hombre agradable en la presencia de Dios.
That I might be a person agreeable in the sight of God.
Entonces, necesitamos siempre ayunar y orar.
For this reason, we always need to be fasting and praying.
Es la fortaleza que necesitamos.
This is a strength that we need.
Para estar más firmes.
To be firmer.
Y para que tengamos una consolación de Dios.
That we might have the consolation of God.
Porque muchas veces estamos tristes por algunas cosas.
Many times we find ourselves sad because of some things that are happening.
En nuestra familia, en nuestros hermanos y.
In our family, among the brethren.
Y en los trabajos.
In our work.
Necesitamos la consolación de Dios siempre.
We need the consolation of God.
Aquí nos dice que el ayuno y las oraciones.
Here it tells us that fasting and prayer.
Hace que sea purificado.
Causes our hearts to be purified.
Nuestra vida al Señor.
Our lives to the Lord.
Y viene una santificación en nuestra vida.
And there comes a sanctification into our life.
Y eso es muy interesante para nosotros.
This is very interesting for us.
Muy bien. Vamos a continuar. Marcos.
Let's turn to the book of Mark in the Bible.
9:29.
Chapter 9, verse 29. Mark chapter 9, verse 29. I'll read this. Chapter 9 of St. Mark, verse 29. And it says, "And he said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing, but by prayer and fasting."
Aquí nos enseña nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Here we find our Lord Jesus Christ in teaching us
algo muy importante.
Something very important.
¿Cómo podemos sacar el espíritu malo que nos trata de destruir?
How are we able to remove the evil spirits that are there to destroy?
No podemos sacar con nada, solamente con oraciones y ayunos.
We're not able to do this by ourselves, only by prayer and fasting.
Por eso es muy importante acercarnos a Dios.
It's really important that we draw ourselves near unto God.
En ayunos y oraciones.
In fasting and prayer.
Y esto es nuestra fortaleza siempre.
This is always the source of our strength.
Gracias a Dios de que acá veo de que hay muchos hermanos siempre que ayunan. Ustedes ayunan a Dios.
I'm thankful to the Lord that here in your land I see many brothers that are always fasting and praying.
Eso me hace pensar de que pronto vamos a tener una fortaleza mejor.
It causes me to think that very soon we're going to find a greater strength.
Y pronto podemos ver el progreso de la Iglesia de Cristo en México y acá.
Very soon we're going to see progress made in the work in Mexico and in this land.
Si continuamos.
If we continue.
La enseñanza de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
If we continue in the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ.
La semana pasada.
In the past week.
Estamos saliendo de la Iglesia General.
We were leaving the General Church.
Después de un servicio.
After service there.
Vino un hombre en su bicicleta.
There came a man on his bicycle.
Repartiendo folletos.
He was handing out tracts.
Diciendo de que hay una iglesia de Cristo espiritual.
He was telling us that there is a spiritual Church of Christ.
Y él quiere mostrarnos su creencia.
He wanted to show us his belief.
Si somos débiles,
if we're weak,
podemos aceptar.
We're able to accept false ideas.
Pero sabemos de que todas esas cosas es obra del mal.
But we're able to see that many things like this are the work of evil.
Y supe también de que vino un hombre allá en Missouri, ¿verdad? Vino aquel hombre.
Sí.
Para pervertir la iglesia de Cristo.
And there came a man there to pervert the ways of the gospel of Christ.
Es el enemigo.
This is our enemy.
Que se encuentra en medio de nosotros.
That we find in the midst of ourselves.
¿Qué podemos hacer?
What are we able to do?
Hoy necesitamos trabajar.
We need to be working.
De lo que Dios dijo.
We need to be doing that which the Lord has said.
Diciendo este género, con nada puede salir, sino con oraciones y ayunos.
This evil cannot leave us, will not depart, except by fasting and prayer.
Muy bien. Busquemos en Lucas.
Let's look now in St. Luke.
5:10.
Chapter 11. Chapter 11 of St. Luke. We're going to read verses 5 through 10. St. Luke 11, verses 5 through 10. And he said...
Perdón. 11:5. ¿Está bien? ¿Busca? 11:5. Yo estoy mal. 11:5-10.
Chapter 11, verses 5 through 10. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend... and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened.
Aquí encontramos
here we find
la parábola del amigo importuno.
We find the parable of the important friend.
Nuestro Señor Jesucristo enseñó esta parábola.
Our Lord Jesus Christ taught us this parable.
Esto nos hace sentirnos más fuertes para acercarnos a Dios.
This ought to make us feel stronger in the service of our Lord.
Porque cuando nosotros queremos acercarnos a Dios,
because when we desire to draw closer to the Lord,
muchas veces como seres humanos pensamos, ¿quién sabe si Dios me puede escuchar?
Many times we think as human beings, well, possibly the Lord won't hear.
Pero nuestro Señor Jesucristo,
but our Lord Jesus Christ,
nos enseñó esta parábola,
taught us this parable.
Para animarnos, para tener confianza de acercarnos a Él en oraciones.
To give us confidence that we can draw close to Him in our prayers.
Y entonces, hoy, sabemos de que Dios está dispuesto para escucharnos.
We understand by this that the Lord is eager to hear us.
Aunque muchas veces fracasamos.
Although many times we fall short, make errors.
Pero siempre Él está dispuesto para perdonarnos.
But He is always ready to forgive us.
Está dispuesto para ayudarnos.
He is always ready to help us.
Dispuesto para consolarnos.
He's always ready to console us.
Dispuesto para bendecirnos siempre.
Always ready to bless us. Always.
Esta es la oportunidad más mejor que Dios nos ha dado.
This is the great opportunity the Lord has given unto us.
Por eso en el versículo 9 dice, y yo os digo...
And so in verse 9 it says, and I tell you,
pedid y se os dará.
Ask and it shall be given you.
Buscad y hallaréis.
Seek and ye shall find.
Llamad y se os abrirá.
Knock and it shall be opened unto you.
Porque todo aquel que pide,
for everyone that asketh,
recibe.
Receiveth.
Y el que busca,
and he that seeketh, findeth.
Y el que llama,
and he that knocketh,
se le abrirá.
It shall be opened.
Qué bondadoso es Dios con nosotros, ¿verdad?
How kind is the Lord to us. Is that not true?
Que Él está dispuesto a ayudarnos.
That He is ready to help us.
A bendecirnos.
To bless us.
A confortarnos.
To comfort us.
Y a fortalecernos siempre.
To strengthen us always.
Por eso debemos de animarnos siempre.
And for this reason, we need to be more enthusiastic always.
Para doblar nuestras oraciones al Señor.
To double our prayers to the Lord.
Y tengo un pequeño testimonio más acerca de nuestros hermanos de Mayapán.
I have one other little testimony about our brothers in Mayapán.
Hay una familia.
There's a family there.
La familia de mi hermano Don Ángel.
It's the family of my brother Angel.
Este padre de familia.
This father of this family.
Está muy interesado. En orar a Dios.
Is very interested in praying to the Lord.
Por su familia.
For his family.
Ayuna siempre.
He fasts always.
Muchas veces deja su trabajo un día y se queda para ir al templo y a leer la palabra de Dios, ayunar y orar por sus hijos.
Many times he foregoes a day of work each week and finds himself in the house of the Lord to read and to fast and to pray for his children.
Esta familia está muy fortalecido por Dios.
This family has been greatly strengthened by the Lord.
Siempre he platicado con él, con su esposa, con sus hijos.
I'm always talking to him and to his wife and to his children.
Y siempre tiene muchos testimonios.
They always have a great number of testimonies.
Y sus hijos están muy animados para servir
his
a Dios.
His children are very enthusiastic about serving the Lord.
Entonces, por eso estoy pensando y creyendo de que es necesario.
For this reason, I'm thinking and I'm believing that it's necessary.
Orar y ayunar a Dios.
To fast and pray to God.
Tenemos esta oportunidad.
We have this opportunity.
Donde Dios nos dice que debemos de pedir.
Where God has told us that we must ask Him.
Debemos de buscar.
We must be seeking Him.
Y Él nos puede contestar.
And he will always answer
nuestras oraciones.
Our prayers.
Amados hermanos,
dear brothers and sisters,
muchísimas gracias por su atención.
Thank you for your attention.
Siempre estoy muy agradecido por la bondad de cada uno de ustedes.
I'm always grateful for the kindness of each one of you.
Y estoy muy agradecido siempre al Señor.
I'm always grateful to our Lord
que él me ha permitido
that he's permitted me
estar con ustedes.
To be with you.
Y siempre les llevo en mi corazón.
And always I will carry in my heart.
Orando siempre por cada uno de ustedes.
Praying always for each one of you.
Que el Señor les bendiga.
May God bless you. Gracias, hermano mío.